Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another community update. Joining me in the studios, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
I'm fabulous today. Happy to be here as always.
Absolutely. Now, Sheriff, there are some things going on in our community. So aside from community events where we can all go out and have a lot of fun, there's so many things happening. You got to stay ready. You got to stay updated on all these great things and watch for your guys out at these events. You guys are everywhere.
Yeah, we have a blast. We love this time of year because it's the community event season and we'll be all over hanging out with the community. It's a good time to get to know your deputies.
You know, it really is. And aside from all the fun things happening, we can't all just talk about great happening things. I mean, fun, exciting things. There's some terrible things happening as well.
Yeah, we have a scam going around right now that I want everyone to be aware of. So it's what will happen is over the last couple of weeks, we've had 6 victims in our county. But the scammers will meet you on Facebook. They'll friend you. They'll start conversation with you on Facebook. Then they'll tell you they're in the military and they're in a foreign land somewhere and they need to come home, but don't have the money to come home. So they'll ask if you'll help them out. And they'll tell you they do have the money. They'll tell you they have money, but they need to deposit it into an account, and they'll ask to use your account. They may even ask to put more money than they need in your account, and you can keep the rest just for doing this for them. And when the money comes in, they'll send you a check. You'll deposit the check in your account, and then they'll ask you to wire them the money to a location. And the scam is, if you do that, the check's a fraudulent check. You'll deposit it. It'll take days before you realize it's a fraudulent check, and you'll have already wired the money out, and you're out the money. And so that's the latest scam that's going on. There's 5 questions you should ask yourself if you get this kind of a opportunity. Do you personally know the person you're sending the check? Is this somebody that you've had to your home and you know from a face-to-face conversation, not a Skype, not a Facebook, not a chat? Do you receive the money for something that you've sold, and is the check for more than you sold it for? That happens as well. And so that's something else that you want to do. And do you have to wire extra money back to the person? And the last question you should ask yourself is, are you willing to take responsibility for the check that they're sending you? Because once you endorse that check, it's now your check.
Exactly. And that is something that we all need to consider. I mean, when you're talking to somebody that is supposedly serving our country and doing so much, you kind of feel that obligation. We should probably help and do what we can.
Patriotism kicks in and you think you should help out. However, if it's truly a member of the military will get them home.
Right. And that's something that you need to consider, especially elderly individuals in our community. They just want to help and they just want to do what they can and get these individuals home. But you need to go through the proper steps.
So the best thing to do is if you have this happen and you feel like you might be in the middle of a scam, is go to your banking institution and talk to the folks down there. They're aware of all these scams and they will absolutely advise you of what you should do and ways that you can do this the proper way and not be taken advantage of.
Absolutely. And when we're speaking of thousands of dollars, it's something that you don't want to gamble on.
Yeah, you don't want to gamble on. And you know, you never know what they're looking for. They may be looking for your bank account. They may be looking for your money. They may be looking for your identity. They may just want in your computer to mess things up. So you just have to be careful.
Absolutely. And if anybody has been contacted, if they have any information at all, is that something that you want additional information
Absolutely.
On?
Call the sheriff's office or call your local police agency and get a report started so we can identify these scams and get the word out to everybody.
So again, you can always find additional information on the Facebook page as well. And Sheriff, you guys are constantly updating that and keeping people in the know of everything that's going on.
Yep. That happens every day or two. We update our Facebook page. So.
Well, if you'd like additional information on this scam or more that is happening in our community, you can always go to our website as well, castlecountryradio.com. Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
There is. We're going to have an open house for our intake building. I forgot to tell you that earlier. The intake building is located behind Gas and Go, and a lot of people have asked me, what is in there? That's where we keep all of our resources in times of emergency, like our command posts. And there's a lot of cool things in there. Our UTVs that we use, our ATV that we have, all of our resources that we have at the sheriff's office. And that's going to be on August 6th, which is a Saturday. It'll be open there. We'll have some food that we're going to give out. I don't know if it's hot dogs, hamburgers, what they're going to give out to folks, but they'll let you walk through and check out our intake building and kind of get an idea of what your tax dollars are paying for and what we've purchased with grants.
So make sure to head on over to that open house August 6th. No, it is right behind Gas and Go, that huge building. You cannot miss it. You
can't miss it, yeah.
There's going to be food. You can walk through, kind of take a tour, see what's going on there, and just kind of see what's in there. I mean, it definitely does kind of spike your interest when you see it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And you know, I think it's things that the people ought to know that we have.
Absolutely.
So, and, of course, the Derby is coming.
Right, Demolition Derby is coming up now. Free registration is over. That stopped on July 1st, but you can still register for the event. Clear up until the day of.
Clear up till the day of. And for those fans that want to watch the Derby this year, the tickets are on sale already, and they're $8 if you buy them in advance, $10 at the gate. You can get tickets at Tire King, at Graco's, at Carbon Rec, at the Sheriff's Office, or the four places I know have them right now.
Absolutely. So head on over. Don't miss out. Now, the Demolition Derby this year will be held in conjunction with the Carbon County Fair. Lots of fun. And that will be coming up in August. I believe
August
it's the 13th. Second weekend.
Yeah. That'll be the fair festivities, and the Derby's on the 13th, Saturday night.
So make sure to head on over. If you would like to register your car, you can still do so. Just head on over to Tire King. They'll take care of you. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Carbon County FYI with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.